Frustration regulation. Being able to control frustration can be a lifelong battle for people. From both personal and professional conversations, I know that frustrations are running high nowadays and that many people are experiencing frustrations getting faster with limited relief. For many people, their escape is gone, whether that be getting to go to school, play outside, talk to a friend, go for a run. The idea of space from things that are frustrating for us is more or less gone in the traditional sense. So we want to be able to measure and gauge our frustration levels. You might have done this already with one of your clients, but I would recommend that you go back and either make or recreate a mood or anger thermometer with them. You want the different numbers to be representative of things they can identify. So for our very young kids, we may just have colors to be our identifiers, green being ready and calm, all the way to red being very angry. For older kids, they may be able to create a thermometer similar to the examples I have pulled up here. Once you've created the thermometer, start a list of the coping skills both child and parent know of. Talk to them about how once we get to a level 5, for example, frustrated, we can use some of our coping skills to bring us down to a 4 or a 3 so that we can then communicate our needs. Ask them to practice some of their coping skills so that you can see them. Suggest that they try the deep breathing, for example, and ask them if they feel any more okay than they were before. It is important to explain that we need to try to use our coping skills when we're at a 4, 5, or 6 because it's harder to calm down when we're at an 8 or a 9. You can use an analogy of boiling water. Once the water is boiling, it takes a lot longer for it to cool. But if it's just a little warm, we can probably still drink it or pour it in a cup and not be harmed. Some therapists like to build frustration regulation by exposing their clients to frustration in small doses. This can be helpful at times, but be mindful that we're not in control of a lot of things that we're used to being able to control. It doesn't mean you can't create situations for your client to practice that regulation, maybe through a small or simple game over Zoom or FaceTime, but just make sure that settings are right and that the client is in a good space to not feel too overwhelmed or frustrated. Remember, we want to be able to calm themselves down and consider it a win.